If you have an electric vehicle and thinking that there are going to be more charging stations, you may have to wait a little bit longer than what you thought. In recent years, electric vehicles have taken the automotive industry by storm, dividing the culture between fossil fuels and electric energy. Well, it looks like the electrical vehicle charging team layoffs at Tesla threaten to slow down Biden's program to electrify highways, according to an article by Reuters. We're going to talk about what these layoffs mean and if we're going to see more charging stations in the future, or is that something of the past? We'll talk about this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And it's being reported that Elon Musk's decision to gut Tesla's electric vehicle charging team is scrambling plans to rolling out new fast charging stations and may delay President Joe Biden's effort to electrify U.S. highways. Last year, the Biden administration announced rules for an ambitious plan to expand the country's charging infrastructure and jumpstart electric vehicle adoption under the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure, the NEVI program. The government is dishing out $5 billion to states over 5 years to build 500,000 electrical vehicle chargers. Now, this is very easy to understand, and Tesla has one of the largest networks of fast chargers. They're called superchargers in the U.S., and would be the biggest winner so far for those federal funds, as seen as a crucial part of that plan. But based on recent news and these huge layoffs, these executives are looking for new partners for the charging project after Tesla pulled out. The main question is, what does Elon Musk have to say about this? And in the article, it states that Musk is posting on his social media platform X that Tesla plans to grow the supercharged network just at a slower pace for new locations and more focus on 100% uptime and expansion of existing location. So I guess he doesn't really feel that good about the expansion. And I can understand that. As a business owner, sometimes growing too fast or scaling at a rapid pace can destroy the infrastructure. And once you meet those goals, you start realizing there's a lot of loose strings, and that can crumble a company. Many people don't understand that Elon Musk has to sleep inside his factory. Tesla almost did make it, and one of the world's richest men is not trying to go down that lane again, in my opinion. Now, I don't think this is the end-all say-all, because it looks like rivals like EVgo are looking to hire those who were let go by Musk. They say, if you're impacted by the recent Tesla layoffs, we invite you to explore EVgo, diverse range of job openings, a talent acquisition manager at a charging company said in a post on LinkedIn. Brothers and sisters, this doesn't tell you that no matter what you do, someone is always trying to take your spot. Let this be an eye-opener for you. There may be some projections of what's going to happen, but we never know what the future holds until it actually happens. This is the same with the stock market. We may have high hopes for a certain stock or a certain company, but they're just decisions that we are not in control of. Once again, we cannot control the stock market. We can only control our participation in it. And I know a lot of investors were very interested in these electrical cars. They start seeing billions of dollars being put behind these electrical vehicle companies, and they start to invest into that certain sector. But this looks like it's going to put a wrench in some of those profits and delay some of that growth in those portfolios. That's why it's important to have a well-balanced portfolio. So what do you think? Do you think that electrical vehicles are going to be the vehicle of the future? And how long do you think it's going to take before we really do have an electrified highway? Let us know in the comments below. If you're not part of the Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Thing podcast family, make sure that you subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're listening to this show on, so you can easily find future episodes like this. And speaking of delays, if you haven't checked out our episode, 2025 Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment Falls Below Expectations and Retirees Should Be Worried, episode number 260. Go check it out, because it looks like Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment forecast is going to set back many retirees with a forecast of only 2.6%, which many are saying is not enough to fight inflation. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.